Oh, kia ora, Claudia. How are you?
Well, we're hanging out waiting for more information on how our whanaunga are doing over there. From my vision of the footage that was coming in on social media, was Emily one of the ones that was arrested?
Yeah. Oh, no, but she was. So I've just left Emily today. She was manhandled, and you can see the marks on her neck. One of my cousins, Lisa, was arrested, so there was three arrested today. So it was a really sad to see that play out, and the over indulgence of a police presence there. Once again, you know, when we go, we're Māori trying to protect their moana. There seems to be an influx of police, and there was too many. There was over, I think there was 25, 26 police officers there today just to remove 26 rocks. But let's not forget that there's no consent to remove the korora from those from their burrows. So they're really stepping into spaces that they shouldn't be in. Auckland Council really need to step up now and have a look at that resource consent. And go in and have a better consultation with the people there. I think so. We've just arrived back into Auckland now, and I think it was a real sad to see our whanaunga over there having to be assaulted the way that they were, especially those that were arrested. They were manhandled and they were wahine. And also to see the marks on Emily today. And our aroha goes out to our whānau, Ngāti Pāua, the uru o Ngāti Pāua, for what they had to endure today.
So just tell
And
us.
it was a peaceful protest,
Oh, of
so it
course it was a
wasn't, there was
peaceful
no
protest.
angry. But what they do is they instigate it. They bring this police presence, this into this into the protest to upset Māori, and they didn't. They didn't retaliate it, and yet they were forced into this position. And we have video footage of those assaults, and they will be going up. It's really, really sad that this is happening in this day and age. It's 2021. We need to be moving past this and really having these really conversations.
For those, did you say that all of those that were arrested were wahine? And if they
Oh.
were, what were, so all the arrests were wahine, how many of them, and what were they doing at the time of arrest?
Oh, so there was three. So I only know from Lisa they were trying to, they were banging against the fence to ask them to stop digging away. So they brought in a digger to pull away the rocks. Now that upset the burrows of the korora. Now I was talking to Bianca today, and she was saying that they could hear the korora as they were doing it. But what they were sort of saying, or how they justified it, is, well, there was no egg, so they could move forward with it. That's not acceptable in Te Ao Māori.
No, that's not acceptable on any ecological, environmental terms, is
No.
it? So,
Yeah.
overindulgence or overpresence of police reminds me of the sight that we saw at Ihumātau Mātau as well,
Aye.
too. I mean, that was a bit of an overload, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was the same tactics that was used at Ihumātau Mātau brought into Pukeki Bay today. Exact same. And it was really, really sad, but it was actually really good. We had Dr. Elizabeth Kirikiri there, and we had Chloe Shawbrick. And so, you know, to have those Green MPs there on the ground witnessing what was going on was great.
How good a job is do you think the local MP has been doing in lobbying council and the Environment Court, of which the party is very much part of, Environment? How good
Yeah.
a job do you think that she's been doing in terms of getting these organisations and companies to uphold their end of the environment, their environment plans, and what is and the environment consents? Good job,
Well,
great job. What? How would you rate
I
her?
think an excellent job. And so she was there with us today. And that speaks volumes. When they're on the ground with Māori and with the community, that speaks volumes. And so, but what, once again, we're seeing that legislation, their hands are tied. You know, it's the same mantra again, yeah, that legislation is what sort of keeps us silent.
Absolutely. Well, Kelly, I have to be completely honest with you here and say that I'm probably the only one in the whole of New Zealand, of Aotearoa NZ, that thinks that Chloe Shawbrick has done a shit job.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. So she showed up today, right?
Yeah.
I understand there might have been some, you know, behind the closed doors, you know, sort of kōrero taking place, but no presence whatsoever. And when you have environmental issues like this, where breaches of consent are taking place blatantly, and your party, yeah, your local MP is in the party that is meant to stop this, and Tautoko, the community, I think her absence from day one has been noticeable.
Yeah. She has been part of...
I'm just the only one that thinks this way, and so, you know, I'm the only
and
one.
And I think that's a great kōrero to have, you know, because we all, that's what makes us unique. We're all different. We all see things differently. But I have seen Chloe here a few times out on the occupation and present, and seen the email trails that she has petitioned to those out there trying to make changes. But, you know, I think we've just got to keep pushing for legislation changes.
Well, that's the thing, you see. We do have to keep pushing for legislation changes, and then also to look and see just how effective those who represent us are. Totally understand, yeah, that there are challenges, internal challenges for them,
yeah,
but just how effective are they? And that's,
yeah,
we do
but
need
we
to
need to ground it back, really, into having that real partnership within government, you know, and having that tete-a-tete-based partnership.